The following is a Fourth Hand production.
Life is a mystery. Confusion is all around us. The truth is out there, but you won't find it here. Welcome to Hysteria 51. Come inside our secret hideaway as we talk conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. All viewed through skeptical eyes and the blurry lens of a beer bottle. Now, here are your hosts, Brent Hand and John Goforth.
Hi! Now, Ken, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese.
Yes, that's true, Harry.
But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
What?
I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. And then polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser.
Finish it off with a cold Budweiser.
Hey, Brent, tonight's show is brought to you by
an ice cold Bud Light. I know I'm not, I can't do Harry Carey, and B, I don't drink Budweiser. I guess I'm struggling.
That's
out.
A leaded version of what you drink.
Yeah,
Hysteria good. Nation, welcome into a lunar edition of Hysteria 51.
Look at you getting a loony over there.
And I went out on a limb for that one. My name is John Goforth. With me, as always, is my co-captain, Brent Hand.
What's up, everybody? What's up, GoFo?
Oh, not much. We have two returning guests this evening. Back from the... Not dead, but from the...
Reptilian excursion?
Yeah. From a very odd episode.
The mine? In Chile?
From an episode in which we mentioned... We mentioned the thing that will not get mentioned tonight. This is going to be the episode where we do not...
Is this where you said don't bring up pedophilia?
Yes. Germ it. From this point forward, we will not mention it. It's right. Like Voldemort, okay?
No pedophilia, I gotcha.
It's like... And I said Voldemort. All right. All of these things in which we will not speak.
The unspeakable one.
Welcome back,
John's,
Bailey.
John's touching the tattoo on his forearm right now for those of you who can't see us.
Which, oddly enough, it's the it's Topps Big Boy. He keeps rubbing it. That's oddly specific.
Bailey, I was trying to introduce you. Say hi.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to be here.
Shemensky.
Yep.
I got it right this time.
No man. There it's all
go.
The men.
It's all about the men, not the man.
No comment.
And
or with John the boys.
And he might be your favorite, but he's not mine, Joe Peck.
Hi.
Dynamic drop in there, Joe.
At last but not least, our good friend Conspiracy Bot. Conspiracy Bot, how you doing tonight?
Ugh, no one warned me Peck was going to be here. I prefer to be the only one in the room who needs things shoved into him to be turned on.
I don't even know how to take that. Which
begs the question, Joe, why do you have a coat hanger in
fair.
Your shirt still?
Yes, sure.
I ran out of starch.
All right, fair enough. Brent, we are going to the moon tonight.
Yeah, the moon landing?
Yeah, if it wasn't clear.
You see how I went up at the end there? That signifies a question mark?
We are going to the moon tonight. Fly me to the moon. Let me something.
We could ask Conspiracy Bot to play that, but it's more fun when we sing it. And then the second verse.
Jupiter and Mars. In other words.
Let this
be true. In other words.
There it is.
We are talking about not just the moon landing, but perhaps the fakeness of the moon landing.
John was a big proponent of doing this episode because a lot of you might not know this, but he does Thundercats Sailor Moon fan fiction crossovers.
Okay.
So he's been
advocating.
You
can only make so many fan fiction jokes about me. I don't have that much time to write.
Everyone respects your creativity. I'm not joking. I'm trying to help you. You can go to thunderonthemoon.com buy his manuscript.
What's the last one?
He only sells
said?
In Bitcoin, and it's an onion site. But you can find it.
You need a torrent browser. What was the last one you said? Denver, the Last Dinosaur, and
What were you working on? I forget.
And Richard Nixon, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I thought this one, the website for this one, was moonsovermiami.biz. No. Was I going to the wrong site all along?
Yep.
My wife, when going to Denny's.
My wife.
Take her, please. when she goes to Denny's, gets moon overs my hammy, no hammy.
Oh, what?
So just moons?
Yeah.
Moon's over.
Just moon pies.
Moon's over. Yeah. Yes.
Isn't that really just a grilled cheese? I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know what comes in a moon.
Can I get a grilled cheese with
well, ham? And I think it's bread.
Ham, egg, and cheese, right? That's it.
Yeah.
So she likes a grilled egg and cheese.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about
sounds
right.
Sounds okay. Yeah. You know?
Brent, before we get any further, we do need to mention one thing, and that is how we fund this show.
It's with our hard-earned money, John. That's how we fund this show.
And Joe's check bounced, the one he gave us last time.
Yeah, which is odd. It was for $3 for his parking.
Unemployment.
He literally wrote us a check for 69 cents.
I got Obama got his last shot in on me. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
In lieu of Joe's check, we have turned to Patreon.
Woo!
Patreon is a wonderful website where you can donate money, but in return get prizes.
Ooh. It's like Dave and Buster's, but a lot less fun.
A lot more fun is what you meant to say.
Oh, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Because Dave and Buster's, you can't get hand-drawn sketches from Brent Hand or John Goforth.
Or an intro to your voicemail machine, because everyone still has those.
Oh, yeah. I know. And, you know, you can record it right onto your cassette tape.
Onto the cassette tape from Conspiracy Bot. We'll do that for you.
Stickers. T-shirts.
In reality, go to the website, check out what you can get for various donation levels, anything like Brent said, from stickers to t-shirts to being able to host, co-host with us and pick the topic.
That's right. Patreon.com/Hysteria51. PATREON.com. Hysteria 51.
If you ever forget any of this, go to Hysteria51.com. There's links for all of it.
That is right.
All right. Before we get into the show, let's talk about what we're drinking.
You say it's a lexicon of libations. We call it a bulletin of booze. Either way, we're all getting pissed. Here's this week's spirit selections.
Joe, I'm looking at you. What's in that cup over there?
Well, you'll have a hard time understanding this, John, because it's not the exact same thing you're drinking. I believe it's Maker's Mark and some sort of cider that you chose. It's delicious.
He's the king of mixing random booze.
With random booze.
You always mix always like a booze. Beer,
always
a
booze
flavored, booze. A flavored malt beverage with a whiskey of some sort.
Is cider malt? I don't even know.
Oh, but before you were drinking like these, like the, Henry's, but it was Henry's.
For the listeners at home, these.
I'm pointing at.
Yeah. They see it. They see it.
I paint a picture with my words. They would have gotten there.
You are a wordsmith. All right. So, Bailey, what's in that cup over there?
I've got Henry's Hard Orange Soda because I'm a fat girl at heart.
Truth be told, I am too. And mostly on the outside. Also.
All right, Brent, surprise us all.
Bud Light, un capitán.
Okay, and we're not surprised. I also am having Maker's Mark along with Joe, only I mixed mine with a little energy. I did a, and this is the first time I've ever had one of these, one of those Mountain Dew Kickstarts.
I had one of those, like, they gave it away when it was first coming out. If I remember, it tasted okay.
Mine was called Limeade, the flavor. Right. Really enjoyable and like it a lot.
Is it why you're so absolutely exciting right now to be around?
Riveting might be the word, but yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good word.
I'm in complete
It's fun to
agreement.
Be able to, it's fun to be able to say he's contagious for something other than the norm.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
He got me good.
Oh, shoot.
All right. And last but not least, before we move on to hysteria hype, let's hear from Conspiracy Bot.
I'm drinking Robo Fight Milk.
What is Robo Fight Milk?
Crow eggs, transmission fluid, and some wild Irish rose.
You gotta love any alcohol that comes in the plastic jug. And that's the nicest.
Kunchatka vodka.
It's safe. It's safe that way.
Pour that in my mouth.
I'm glad he doesn't fart, because that would be a... I don't even want to think about it.
What is that exhaust pipe for, then?
Did you fucking ask those kind of questions?
All right, Brent.
It was in your schematics.
From what I understand, you're handling hysteria hype tonight.
I am.
Hit it.
Each week, we delve into our weird headspace, open up the drawer marked freaky sh**, and pull out a mysterious morsel you just have to try. It's time for Hysteria Hype.
So my hysteria hype this week, the thing that's been in the news, at least my news and my Facebook feed and everything, is the NES mini console, which the hype for me is it's finally out of the fucking realm of everyone needs it. This was the go-to toy this year, one of them, along with that Furby.
The big holiday Christmas toy.
And so places they only make, as every manufacturer does, they make just enough that every store gets, you know, five or six dozen and they don't last. So people were price gouging these and they're online for $600 and $700.
Tell people what it is.
And it's a it's a small NES console. It looks just like the original NES, about a third of the size, and it has 30 built-in games. It comes with one controller, about a 2-foot fucking cord. You want to play two player, you gotta buy an extra controller. If you want to be able to sit anywhere that's not literally within like 2 feet of the console, you got to buy the extension cord for it. It
was so it's like the original Nintendo.
Well, the original Nintendo at least had like what, 6 foot or whatever. These are absolutely the point is it was $60 or $69.99. It was fucking stupid. Everyone wanted it and people were price gouging and they were going for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Now you go to right after Christmas and I'm on eBay and shit and they're going for like 40 fucking bucks because these scalpers bought a ton of them and they didn't sell. So they're trying to offload them. It's just fucking ridiculous. And especially in the, you know, far be it for me to be the guy to tell you to go out and steal ROMs and things like that. But you can go buy yourself a Raspberry Pi and throw Retro Pi on there and a few ROMs. And for, you know, for $50, you've got two controllers and a game system with every game that you can think of up till the PlayStation.
Now, since you do have it on Hysteria Hype this week, I'm assuming what you're saying is you think people are idiots for paying that much and going that crazy. The concept itself, you're not against.
No, I'm not. I'm not against the concept at all. I just
it's think cool it was, that it looks like
that. It was a money grab.
I mean, it looks. It's cool looking. It looks like
I can't wait till people start breaking them and I can buy them for $10 and I can gut them and put Raspberry Pis inside them and resell them. So yeah, fun times.
I feel like you're not embracing the soul of Hysteria Hype. You're angry.
Yeah, this is
angry Brent.
I think it was really fun. You know, it was something awesome, but I also think it was you that I'm hyped up about this.
Where is this Raspberry Pi you're talking of? I only see Frango mint chocolates.
That is true. We didn't make it to the table. John brought a whole fucking box of Frango mint chocolates and sets them down. And it's like crack. I don't even like them.
It's now half
but
a box.
Every time someone opens one, I'm like, well, I might as well eat four. That makes sense, right?
Well, I mean,
that's why I brought them. I don't want to sit around my limits. House.
Brent has limits.
And it's such a shitty gift. Let's be honest. A Frango mint chocolate. Like, who goes, oh my God. Yes. Yes, I got the Frangos.
The person that was on the way to your house and realized, oh, fuck, and then stopped at 7-Eleven, and that's what they have.
No, you can only buy them in Marshall Fields, and I'm pretty sure that's a $12.99 value if the signs I saw the other day are
you mean Macy's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, 12 years ago.
Poor Marshall.
However long it was.
So back to the mini NES. I got to give it 1 out of 5 idiot moms because, you know, it seemed like 1 out of every 5 idiot moms this year had to go out and pay a stupid amount, or they're out at Walmart standing in line at 3 a.m. So little Billy, who doesn't even fucking need it because really the dad wants it, is trying to buy this piece of shit that won't be played by February.
If we're talking idiot moms at Walmart at 3 a.m., can we also mention the ill-fitting spandex? Because I just have to assume that's there. Maybe with a light
is it ill-fitting or is it really good-fitting and that's the ill part of it?
Potato, potato?
Food for thought.
Let's hope everyone's thinking about that in their mind right now.
All right, so onward to the moon landing?
From a fake Nintendo to a fake moon landing. Now that's a segue,
Brent.
I see
what you did there.
That's a segue.
I see.
All right, I'm going to move right into it. Let me tell you what happened.
Yeah, give us a little Reader's Digest pitch here, Johnny John.
That's no moon.
No, wait, no. No, yeah, it is. I'm sorry. I apologize. That was a moon. Spoiler.
Well, it's been nearly 5 decades since old Neil Armstrong took his giant leap for mankind. Conspiracy bot?
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
If, that is, he ever set foot off this planet. Doubters say the U.S.
government... Watch what you say. Buzz Aldrin might punch you in the face for saying that. If you don't believe me, Google it.
To infinity and beyond. Oh, wait, that's Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, wrong.
They're the same guy. Trust me.
Wait, Tim Allen and Buzz Aldrin are the same guy?
And Buzz Lightyear.
Are you saying that Buzz Aldrin had a coke habit?
That's another episode.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother conspiracy.
It's a whole nother thing, yeah. Right. So doubters say the U.S. government, desperate to beat the Russians in the space race, faked the lunar landings. Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin acting out their mission on a secret film set. It might have been located in the Hollywood Hills, or it might have been located in somewhere in Area 51, depending on who you ask. The photos and the videos of the Apollo missions were only available through NASA, so there's no independent verification that the lunar landings were anything but a hoax.
Do we know why didn't they let any journalists come with them to record it?
That's a really good point. Like, you know, why not just bring a few journalists, maybe a nice taco truck? You know, right? to tide you over.
Take a second shuttle for journalists.
And why weren't the families invited?
It's all, again, it all adds up to what makes this so questionable.
I mean, it's like a holiday party where spouses can't come.
Yeah, you know what's going on there. You know what's on the moon. Strip clubs.
Exactly. I think we figured it out already. I mean, we finished the Reader's Digest version.
And scene.
All right. What's the smoking gun? Well, film of Aldrin planting a waving flag on the moon.
What kind of flag? What flag was that?
A waving flag.
But what kind?
What kind of waving
American?
Flag? Yeah, damn right. You damn right there's an American
USA.
Flag.
USA.
Fire up the Camaro.
Conspiracy by.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget.
John's hand is not over his heart right now.
My bad, gentlemen. My bad. So this American flags movement, they say, clearly shows the presence of wind, which is impossible in a vacuum such as you would find on the surface of the moon.
Space that is outer.
Or that.
Or if Captain Planet was with them, maybe. Wind.
NASA says Aldrin was twisting the flagpole to get it in the moon soil, and that caused the flag to move. And never mind the astronauts have brought back hundreds of independently verified moon rocks. Theorists have even suggested that filmmaker Stanley Kubrick may have helped NASA fake the lunar landing, given that his 68 film 2001 A Space Odyssey proves that the technology existed back then to artificially create a space-like set. And as for Virgil I. Grissom, Edward H. White, and Roger B. Schaff, three astronauts who died in a fire while testing equipment for the moon mission... Yeah, well, they were executed by the U.S. government, which feared they were about to disclose the truth.
That makes sense. That's the only logical explanation.
The only.
While the theory may seem a little bit far-fetched, a 99 Gallup poll, 1999 that is, showed that it's comparatively durable. 6% of Americans said they thought the lunar landings were in fact fake. 5% said they were undecided. So there's 11% of America that says, I'm not so sure.
Well, do you think, though, it was in 99, were they influenced by the pending Y2K?
Or by the pending album by Will Smith, Willennium?
Whoa.
Oh, you just
changed my life.
Conspiracy bot.
Hold up, it is.
Hold up, it is.
All right.
You're welcome.
So that's the basics. You know, we all know, or what we think we know, is that we went to the moon, and then a bunch of missions followed with other people going to the moon. These were all the Apollo missions. They were
18
numbered.
18 Apollo, maybe 20. That's the little go-to pitch on it now. Conspiracy bot, why don't you actually tell us about the actual landing on the moon and how it went down?
A total of 12 men have landed on the moon. This was accomplished with two U.S. pilot astronauts flying a lunar module on each of six NASA missions across a 41-month time span starting on July 20, 1969 with Apollo 11, and ending on December 14, 1972 with Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt on Apollo 17. Cernan was the last to step off the lunar surface. Apollo 11 was the first space flight that landed humans on the moon. Mission Commander Neil Armstrong and pilot Buzz Aldrin landed the Lunar Module Eagle on July 20, 1969, at 2018 UTC. Armstrong became the first to step onto the lunar surface 6 hours later on July 21 at 2:56 UTC. Aldrin joined him about 20 minutes later. They spent about 2.25 hours together outside the spacecraft and collected 47.5 pounds of lunar material for return to Earth. Michael Collins piloted the command module Columbia alone in lunar orbit while they were on the moon's surface. Armstrong and Aldrin spent just under a day on the lunar surface before rendezvousing with Columbia in lunar orbit.
So in all the descriptions that we've come up with from our various research, what Conspiracy Bot came up with, I just want to know one thing. Why was there no mention of Tom Hanks? He was on Apollo 13, correct?
Yes, that's a known fact. Him, his buddy Bubba, and a no-legged man. Proper way to no-legged astronaut. That sounds like a dirty joke. Me, Bubba, the no-legged astronaut, walked into a bar.
Is it possible that Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong were basically just doing some sleight of hand while Tom Hanks was investigating the Transformers on the dark side? Actually, they did a little in fact. They were doing magic tricks on the moon.
Well, so we were talking about the dark side of the moon. The Earth faces the same side of the moon. These are the first people, before them that actually went around the moon to ever see the dark side of the moon.
First people, quote unquote. Isn't this kind of like, when we say Columbus was the first one at the New World? Yeah, with the Vikings, we all know were the there first, like 3 centuries earlier.
Right, the Vikings clearly. So we're the first ones
on the moon. Right. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying maybe there was people there before us on the moon?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
There was also the time when they were up there, if they were up there, that they were out of radio contact in what was like 20 minutes or something like that, that we had no contact
with. Are you talking about the astronauts or the Vikings?
Well, the Vikings didn't have radios yet.
Yeah. They just had
their radio. They were out of radio contact the whole time, is what you're stupid. Saying.
Here and there flying log flumes.
You think
rowing.
Rowing.
You think their, kayaks actually had
just
radios on them?
Rowing through space.
Hey, Leaf! Leaf! Are we almost there?
Strong! Strong!
I don't know what they said. Yeah.
How pissed were they when there was no one to rape and pillage when they got there? We spent 17 years for this.
But wait, aren't reptilians there on the inside of the moon?
Are you looking to rape any reptilians? I mean,
I it's more the other way around normally, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we're not Vikings.
Well, maybe the children in John's case.
Reptile win.
We actually have sound from the original landing. It's kind of breathtaking. Yeah,
it's Apollo 11, right?
Yeah, it's the first time that humans that we know of have touched down on the moon. So we're gonna play that going into break.
I mean, the first feet going onto the moon. This is transcendent.
Think about like what was going through their heads. After it landed down and they survived.
It's feet going onto the floor of a studio, guys.
And with that, here's the sound.
This is Tranquility Base. The Eagle has landed. Houston. We're on the fucking moon. Over.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy that. We cannot believe you are on the fucking moon. Repeat. Cannot fucking believe it. Over. The moon. Over. You're cleared to hook up lunar equipment conveyor to walk, fucking walk on the moon. Over. I'm descending the ladder. Earth. Entire planet Earth. We read you, Tranquility. Over. On the bottom rung of the ladder. Just one more step and I'm... Tranquility? Holy living fuck. Are you fucking believing this? Over. We read you. Over. I absolutely am standing on the surface of the fucking moon. I'm talking to you from the surface of the fucking moon. Holy shit, Tranquility. Holy mother of fuck. The fucking moon. Over.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You look tired. I take it the caffeine toothpaste and adrenaline face serum aren't working? Well, maybe you should ask Santa for a Nectar mattress this year. And if the big guy brings you another unicorn finger puppet, don't worry, because mattresses start at just $499, and you get $399 in accessories thrown in, as well as a 365-night home trial and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com today.
Did you know you can get all your favorite fall drinks delivered right to your door? Well, you can, with Drizzly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. Compare prices across your local liquor stores on a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered in under 60 minutes. Right now, Drizzly is giving all new customers $5 off their first order. Just enter promo code FALL5 at checkout. Download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's DRIZLY.com.
Here's Alan Thicke.
Ready or not, I'm coming, baby. I've got some muscle for you. Ready or not, I'm pumping iron. And when I'm done, you're gonna take me to have some big time fun. Oh, darling, I work my body out just for you.
Thank you, Dr. Seaver.
Pouring one out for the Thicke one.
Rest in peace. What a great way to bring the show back.
2016 has been a rough year for the celebrities, but that one hit close home. The writer of the theme song, Facts of Life.
Among many, many others.
You know what? A lot of people are very upset with all the people that passed away this year, but I like to think that, you know, Alan Thicke took the good and took the bad. He took them both, and there he had the Facts of Life.
Oh, okay.
The Facts of Life.
There you had Blurred Lines.
Hey, when the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, finally you're finding out the Facts of Life are all about you.
Don't conspiracy bot. Just don't do it right there. Okay.
Take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the Facts of Life. The Facts of Life.
Yes!
All right, so Joe, what were you saying about Alan Thicke? Or was it you? Who's
Alan Thicke? Like, you look at pictures of him, he looks like he was born 41 years old and then stayed there for about 50 years.
Even when he was 31.
Yeah, no, when the guy was 28 years old, he looked 41. When the
singing
guy was
that
17,
song that brought us back.
Yeah. He looked 41 years old. But when he was 60, he looked 41 years old.
He's always been Dr. Seaver.
Yeah. Okay, so the moon landing. Conspiracies, right? So the big thing is, no one can just look at this and go, yay, America. Like, you want to be a good patriot, I guess, you know, but...
Nationalist?
There you go.
Wait, why can't anyone look at it and go, yay, America?
Because it's too easy to make conspiracies out of everything, right? Hell, we wouldn't be doing the show if they didn't.
No, that's a good point.
All right, so
keeping us employed.
Made a little list of some of the
well,
big...
Well, wait a minute. Wait, why can't you still go, yay, America, that we duped the world?
That is
like,
true.
We did it. So, heck yeah. Yay, America.
Big middle finger.
We did it. We shut down the Russian cosmonaut program.
One of the conspiracies is that we did it, and we didn't spend those billions and billions of dollars. We funneled those into, like, missile research and nukes. And doing so was so that the Russians would spend all of those billions of dollars trying to get to the moon. Then we'd go, we just went and beat you to it. And
that was like a we big, backdoored you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, one of the more amazing parts of all of that is the space pen that we went to the trouble of creating this pen that can write in zero gravity. And all along, when we finally, you know, when the wall fell and we met with the USSR cosmonauts, and asked them, what'd you guys do with this? They were like, well, we used pencils.
We used a fucking pencil.
That's actually true. But I mean,
we spent $4 billion constructing this pen that'll write underwater and upside down. Oh, cool. We used a number two.
Like, that is commitment, guys. Like, though, if you're not even going to go to the moon,
I want to let you know.
Built the pen.
I want to let you know. Cosmonaut Boris took a shaving in the eye on one of these. So maybe you guys were onto something.
Was it Boris in Armageddon? What was his name?
But it started. It started with a P.
Yeah, Boris. P backwards E. Sorry. What?
All right. So we're getting into the moon landing conspiracies. But why the reason for the conspiracy? The reason for the conspiracy is pretty simple. So it's a race between the Union of the Soviet Socialist Republic and the United States of America to see who can get to the moon first. And the USSR was kicking our ass. I mean, there was Sputnik. Everything that had to do with
Sputnik, but around
everything that had to do with space travel, they were kicking our butt. Yeah. And then out in the early 60s, Kennedy comes out and says, "Hey, guess what? We're going to be there first."
He's like, "No one's got a bigger dick than me. Like, yeah, we're going to win this motherfucker.
Just fly me to the moon."
Yeah. Conspiracy about, let's hear from Kennedy.
"We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win."
Didn't go because it's easy, we went because it's hard. Yep.
And fly me to the moon and back again.
And Kennedy, Sinatra, I see how it all ties in. That was so 9 years later, here we are at the precipice of greatness. We are going to go to the moon, and we go. And the conspiracies out there are basically saying we were so hard up to beat the USSR.
Well, we were still using punch code computers and shit like that.
Our technology wasn't there yet. We tested things. We failed. We just couldn't do it. So we just went ahead and made a movie and pretended like we went.
And a pen.
And only, you know, certain people.
We did make the pen. That's no bullshit.
We made the pen, right?
I've got one. We made that pen.
And we did make Tang.
It cost him $4 billion.
Right, Bailey? I mean, we made Tang.
Never forget Tang.
Hashtag never forget.
So the conspiracy theorists of the world believe that we actually didn't go, but rather faked it because we wanted to prove that we could beat the USSR at this.
Mm-hmm. Either way, if we actually went or not, it was to boost country morale.
Yeah.
JFK, the hottest president we ever elected, died. And the Soviets were beating us in the space race.
I'm going to guess you never paid attention to that looker Garfield.
Garfield, I would also throw Rutherford B. Hayes right up there.
Ooh, he makes he makes me play DJ Scribbles with my
my
nether
point
region.
Is we needed to do something to blow everyone's nips off.
Oh, yeah, well, she's right, and we did. We went to the moon, but apparently not. Maybe not.
So I made a little list of some of the the things that people say, well, this is no way that this happened, or these are the glaring the discrepancies in it. One of the first ones that everyone goes to is lights and shadows in the pictures and the videos. So when you're looking at the photos, the video, it looks like lights coming
Of
them on the moon. Shadows fall in different directions as if it's lit by multiple sources, almost a la a soundstage or something like that.
Because if you're on the moon, there's only one light source, right? It's the sun.
Well, and actually that's not true. When you're on the moon, here's the problem. There's multiple light sources. You have the sun. You have the Earth that reflects, and also the moon itself is very, very reflective. They said like it reflects like 12% of all light that hits the moon reflects back. And here's the other thing that people didn't take into consideration. The astronaut suits.
Before you get to the astronaut suits, people need to understand what the conspiracy is saying. The conspiracy is saying that if there's only, think about in your living room, when you've got a light on the left-hand side of the living room, you look at something on the right, all of the shadows are pointed one way and they never cross each other because light doesn't bend that way. It shoots all the shadows the same way. And so the conspiracy is saying,
when you turn a second lamp on, then you get those cross shadows.
So if they are bending, if they have the ability to cross in some way, there had to have been a second light source. Therefore, you couldn't have been on the moon. You must have been on a soundstage.
Yeah. So then you find out that the astronaut suits reflect 85% of light. So there's a ton of light being reflected by them. Now you come to present day, and NVIDIA, the graphics company, actually mocked up the moon surface, and they said, okay, so we take in the 12% reflection, the sun, the earth, then we got the 85% reflection of where the astronauts are. It's exactly like what they showed in the pictures. The shadows fall exactly like that. There's just, it's so reflective. There's so many light sources when you think of the refraction that's going on.
Were there, what about the Transformers? Was there any light?
They were on the dark side of the moon.
Oh, okay. At that, so they had nothing to do with the light.
Did you not see the movie?
You know, while we're talking about reflection off the spacesuits, can we talk about the hanging object that was shown in the mask of one of the astronauts?
Oh,
suits?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's actually one of the things that they're like, it's never been
what
explained.
What is that? You're in space. What's well, to be suspended just if, hanging there from a rope?
If you're talking about it, a lot of people, well, there's two things. It's either an alien or a fucking light on the soundstage. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say it's an actual light off the soundstage. And
so if you... That's if you're a conspiracy theorist one way or the other. So you think there's an alien, or you think they were on a soundstage in the Hollywood Hills. If you actually think they were there and there wasn't anything else going on, it could be exposure from the camera. It could be a problem in processing the film.
And that is when you find out, you look at a lot of these photos, there's exposures, blips, processing errors, hairs, lint, dust all over this shit. Like, it was not, I don't think they're really ready, or they didn't have the capabilities, you know, that they needed to be for the photos that they were taken.
What if it's Tom Hanks?
Yeah, it was actually George Clooney's body floating by from gravity is what it was in lower lunar orbit.
Well, don't you have to tie in Interstellar because now it's time travel as well?
All right.
Yes. Okay, sounds good.
All right, so the next one is humans cannot survive through the Van Allen Belt. And this is a big one. This is what, when you talk to scientists about space travel, this is the thing that everyone goes, hold up, this is a problem. NASA said they had plenty of internal and external aluminum plating to provide more than sufficient protection to the astronauts to go through the Van Allen Belt. The Van Allen Belt is this giant, thick barrier of radiation that permeates between the Earth and the Moon. Allen thick. Oh, good callback there.
Ooh, it all comes back around.
Always.
And it just pounds you in space, so to speak. And the thing that they said is, we have tons thick, pounding thick tons. They had tons of external and internal aluminum plated coating, more than enough to protect astronauts. Plus, the time when they went through the Van Allen Belt was very, very short.
I mean, they got that thing cooking.
Yeah, that's right. They were zinging right through that.
That, by the way, was an actual sound clip from the shuttle.
You know, they put a Chevy in that thing.
No, it was not a Chevy.
USA.
It's a fucking Hemi. Come
on. Oh, my God. BS. It's fine. You can go through the Van Allen Belt. Now, if we're going to fucking Alpha Centauri, we might be cooking ourselves before we get there.
Let's talk about the Van Allen Belt for a second. I did an immense amount of research for this episode, and I saw at least two graphs of it. A couple things with the Van Allen Belt. They say, so it really does exist, apparently, and it's a... But it's not like a donut around the Earth.
No, it's a belt. Like it's on hole three, like my belt.
Used to be on hole two, but damn the holidays.
Exactly.
But number one, you get through it fairly quickly. Like all the conspiracy theorists say that, like, you would die if you were exposed to that much radiation. Unless you're going through it like naked, you could get through it pretty quickly.
I mean, there is a lot of to that. If they didn't have the vast amounts of the protection,
well, of course
you could get cooked. But they had it.
But they had it
exactly.
Now
I'm fucking having a stroke over here or something. But yeah, exactly. They had it.
It's part of the conspiracy. You've learned too much. You've learned too much.
And correct me if I'm wrong. It is also much thinner, closer to the poles.
Yeah, and it shoots out. Yeah, so it dips in on the poles.
Thick. It's thick, and it's shooting out and pounding.
Yeah, so if you're looking down on it like you're looking at the Earth at the poles, it does look like a donut almost.
Did they go that way?
No, I mean, they can't. No matter what, they're going to fly through because they got to use the window. So you can't really – I don't know what their trajectory was, but they couldn't have really done it very much. They still flew through.
Okay, either way – The point being that no matter how thick it was where they went through it, mm-hmm. it wasn't thick enough to stop them. And they they did say, listen, hey, while we were going through the Van Allen belt, we'd close our eyes and we see stars and spots and shit. I mean, we're exposed to radiation. Yeah. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't
the gamma radiation.
There's nothing wrong with gamma, little gamma radiation.
You wouldn't like Buzz Aldrin if you make him angry.
It's like the guy that just came back that spent the most time on the space station. He's damn near blind. Like, it just kills your eyes the time you're up there. It kills your body.
Every time they talk about somebody from the space station, all I can think of is the Russian from Armageddon.
It's the best. That's nothing.
Don't
want to
miss a thing.
All right. So the next thing that was the big one, which, Bailey, I think you'll get a kick out of this one. The American flag that was waving like it was in a breeze.
Everybody salute.
So they said the flag was planted in the ground and rippled back and forth as if it was placed in a breeze. The low atmosphere caused it to continue to move back and forth because they said when they jammed it in the ground, he had to twist it back and forth to get it in there, and it caused some of it. And what else was there that
Why
it said?
Would it keep moving though? Space is a vacuum.
Well, and
so people brought up that point.
The moon is not a vacuum. The moon actually has low atmosphere.
Okay.
So it's not, that is one thing.
The moon also has gravity. I mean, it's not like you're not floating on the moon. Like, it's a different gravity, but it exists.
But the conspiracy, let's stop there. The conspiracy theory is they're saying that the waving was happening from like air conditioning vents.
Yeah. And really what they said was, and it didn't, if you go there now, it's not still waving. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But they said they had like a wire.
I bet
the
it
top.
Is. It's an American flag, guys. They don't stop waving. Come on. Trump is president now.
He's going to drain that swamp.
That thing is.
Send them all to the moon with that goddamn dead orca up there.
Frankly, I'm surprised that wasn't one of his promises, that he'd get the American flag waving on the moon again.
We're going to make the moon great again.
It's going to be huge.
Best golf course on the moon.
Ooh. NASA actually came out and said, oh, those little ripples you see in the flag are caused because it was coiled so tightly in a small tube when we stored it and flew it to the moon. That when we uncoiled it, it's got these little waves in it.
Yeah, there's those waves, and then it had it's not just a normal flag. It has like, I don't want to say wire, but you know, it's made to stay out.
Right.
You know
what I mean? It wasn't, I mean, think about how stupid it would be. Why would we hang a flag there if it's just going to sit there draped on the pole? Like, it doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
So in this part of the conspiracy zeitgeist, there's actually two different things we're talking about. We're talking about the look of it as a still shot, how it looks rippled, and also then how it's actually moving if you see a video of it.
Yeah.
The rippled effect is more what we're talking about with how it was crumpled, like Bailey was talking about, like there is some wire mesh-ish things going on in the flag. It's not
they didn't have time to steam it.
It's not just, right, exactly. It's not just a piece of cloth.
Yeah.
Right.
Always cutting corners. That's what Neil Armstrong was known for.
Yeah, we'll get it. We got this.
Just put it out there, Buzz. Shut up.
And then there's also the movement of when you see the video.
The
movement of the flag.
The cult?
Which is, when you watch the video, to me, like, I'm no physicist, so obvious why it would keep, they're like, well,
amateur physicist.
It's of course. Why is that moving like that? There is no atmosphere there. Because physics still work. That's why. You're
amateur
turning
physicist.
It back and forth. Mm-hmm. And, hey, look, it's moving. And the fact that it continues to move in that weird way is actually proof that they are there. It mm-hmm. wouldn't move that way if you were on Earth. You're at 1/6 the gravity.
Well, hang on. I mean, if you're going to do the hoax, like, you have to have a zero gravity soundstage. Obviously.
Which is only in Burbank.
Well, Burbank and Area 51. There was two.
Here's another one that goes along with that, the soundstage. Guys, have you heard about the Sea Rock? The photo that shows a rock on the ground.
Chris Rock?
Or the perfect sea on it.
That was the midget guy that died that was with Kid Rock, right?
That was Joe C.
No, Sea Rock is...
Can we have some Joe C, please?
I'm the J-O-E to the C, ho. Call me Joe C. Got more game than Coleco.
C-Rock.
I'm Joe C and above, above.
We just doubled.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just doubled the Joe C on the internet for this week.
for this year, maybe this millennium.
Probably this millennium. Yeah, what Double Without a Cause? When did that come out?
98 or 99?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, we're in college, or I was. Yeah, so long time ago. So, Sea Rock. You look down, there's a picture, it's a rock, it looks to have a sea on the side of it. And you know what? People say, well, that's obviously a stage prop and someone had labeled it and they forgot to pull it off there. Or that was, you know, someone did that.
So one of my favorite parts of all that is that they actually, and this is pretty common, when they talk about the sea, they say there's a quote unquote perfect sea on the rock. Now let's just think about that for a minute. Like, how many fonts are there in the world? Like, what in God's name does that mean? A perfect, what's a perfect sea?
They also said it was perfectly symmetrical.
Yes. Yeah. What does that mean?
Like, and it was perfectly symmetrical to the upper left side of the rock.
Yes. It's so amazing.
Some poor bastard had made like 400 sea rocks. Like, no.
Yes.
That's not perfect.
No, we're not using Helvetica, you idiot. This is the one for sans serif.
This is Arial.
Times New Roman. Get out of my sense.
Get that away from me, Bookman old style.
The excuse is that it's some hair that was caught on the lens or in the film or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to think it was some intern's first day on set. He's setting up rocks. That's all he gets to do.
Jim Helvetica's first day.
He puts
on
it the
set.
Wrong way.
Well, they said it could have been a developing error, a hair on the film. It could have been added later by NASA as they were like categorizing the rocks.
Yeah, the fucked up
or
part.
Just a fucking coincidence that it had a scribbly looking sea on a rock.
The, you know, all the conspiracy videos bots. That I viewed about this, things like this don't happen in nature. How many concentric circles have you seen in nature? A million. Mm. I mean, nature makes weird shapes all the time. What are you talking about? It just doesn't happen in nature.
Like, you know, go to the New Mexico ampersand.
Well, that was obviously reptilian, but
along those lines, the people that do say
those Nazca lines.
Well, I shouldn't say the people. Maybe I think that
those people,
those that think it's the thing is fake. They say, well, in Hollywood, they label props A, B, C, etc. What they don't mention is they don't write it in one big letter on the prop and put nothing else there. Most of the time it's actually a label on the ground. But if it is on the prop, it's also like property of and a bunch of other shit.
Or it's
and
written on gaffing tape on the bottom of
and
it.
And it's so obvious. It wouldn't be accidentally turned the wrong way. It's like the flat part that's supposed to sit on the ground.
Unless it's like Bailey said, it's like the one guy who's like, oh, fucking teach him.
Yeah, his name was Chris Rock, a young intern getting into the Hollywood biz.
That's exactly what it was. So here's another one for the amateur physicist in the room, John. No crater from landing. Show lack of an impact crater from the jets that helped the lunar lander set my foot on the moon. So they're just saying that, okay, you got this rocket coming down.
Santa came and we have wooden shoes.
I don't know.
I thought we were going the Dutch route. Don't they do wooden
wood? I'm from Holland. Isn't that weird?
Weird.
They said the picture lack of an impact crater. Like, so this thing's coming down. It wasn't blown as thrusters enough to A, cause a crater, B, to like blacken the whole outfit. She just like made a fist over here. She's getting crazy.
Bailey's not pleased.
Lay something on me.
No, I think I'm on your side on this one. I've heard that the gravity on the moon is so much less than it is on Earth that when you land something, it doesn't just plow into it and make a big crater.
So NASA is one of those ones that they're like, even NASA was kind of like, you're all fucking idiots. They're like, you can't fire jets on a mobile fast enough to create a crater and still like not like kill the people inside. Like they came in at a controlled descent.
Didn't NASA literally say we weren't trying to destroy the people or the moon?
Or the moon, exactly. Yeah. They're like, we could have done that and then scrambled everyone's fucking brains, burn out the whole area they're around.
They're normally like, you know, pretty reserved with what they say. Like,
I don't know.
2,400 hours, we did this. No,
but I'll be damned before I destroy that moon.
We didn't kill people.
If you read up on Buzz Aldrin post-moon landing, there's some strange behavior and things. His brain might have got a little scrambled.
A little too much thrust?
There's a little evidence.
And then, so they said when they took off, though, no, that's a different story. And they
well, that might have been the Van Allen belt.
That could have been.
Old Van Allen.
No.
He's a son of a bee.
He took his belt off and gave the...
By the way,
an old shellacking
one other note on the Van Allen belt, they actually asked the dude, Van Allen, hey, what do you think about this whole idea they couldn't have made it to the moon based on your belt? You know, and he's like, yeah, that's cute, but yeah, they could absolutely make it through. It'd be fine.
It's just these people that don't, like me included, when you look at this shit, you go, there's no fucking way that you could do X with Y. And someone comes in, they go, actually, you could. You know, it's just like people like Neil deGrasse Tyson that comes in and he goes, you know, he's always the one like pissing in everyone's Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
he's like,
so condescending.
Well, here's my favorite
one. I prefer
one.
Pissing in everyone's Cheerios.
So he's talking about lightsabers. He's like, it's such horse shit because you can never have two things of light, you know, come into contact. And this other physicist came on a show and they're like, actually, you absolutely could. You put enough like current through light or whatever. And he's like, we do that on Earth, like in smaller scales and shit like that. He's like, so you're really a fucking idiot is what I'm getting at Neil deGrasse. He didn't say that, but I wanted him to. Cause you're right. He's so fucking condescending.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he's an expert in a very particular thing. That doesn't mean he's an expert in all things.
Yeah.
Well, speaking
and
of,
I'm not talking about Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm talking about John Goforth. He's an expert on amateur physicism and not on, that doesn't mean he's an expert on lightsabers.
It's very true. I almost won the Nobel Prize in amateur physicism. I lost to one person only. He won't be named right now.
And this month alone, he won the Joe Peck inaugural podcast hosting competition 3 weeks in a row.
That's a fact.
So award-winning podcast host John Goforth, an award-winning podcast.
I saw a rumor. It's unsubstantiated at this point, but I did see that John won the award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence. I can't necessarily confirm or deny it. I can only say I saw it.
I like it.
I'm sure I deserve it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a Yeti. Like, I can only say I saw it.
Here's another fun one. The footage looks like it's in slow-mo, and when people now that they have, you know, easily editable, and even in the past they speed it up to 2.5 times, it looks like regular speed on Earth with normal gravity, and people say, oh, that's because they're using hidden wires and shit like that, and that's what caused it.
Brent, isn't that what you do with your porn?
Yeah, I use hidden wires, and I speed it up two and a half times.
Yep. Oh, and your bootleg versions of Saved by the Bell on YouTube.
Yeah, that's right. But I only watch the Screech episodes. I fast forward and let Screech is on.
Understandable. And the Mr. Carosi episode.
Hey, Stacy Carosi, you want to come touch me? That should be your dad. That's a little weird.
It's real weird, but might happen.
I'd watch it.
Screech was out digging holes, so I mean, we don't know. He wasn't really the big part.
You ever see the episode where Zach and Slater fought?
I didn't. It was
one of the greatest.
It was the biggest pussy fight ever.
It was classic.
Like the one.
As good as the cripple one... fight from South Park.
Nothing will ever compare to the cripple fight.
Remember the friends forever. The fucking
yes.
Terrible. Forever will be friends.
What was that? What was the band? Zach Attack. Yes.
And if you happen to be in Chicago, Illinois, you can go to the Max. It's an actual restaurant here now.
So yeah, it's a thing. It was a pop-up, and it was so popular
that they kept it popped up.
They kept it popped.
And you go there, and they're like, what's the wait? Somewhere between 45 minutes and 3 hours. Can you narrow it down? No.
Wow, thanks, Conspiracy Bot. Love it.
No, thanks, Zach.
Yeah. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Kelly Kapowski, for playing some mean bass.
And thank you, Kelly Kapowski, for my formidable years. It doesn't matter what she was on. It was me and my heart.
She was on my wall.
Yeah.
And my ceiling and my door. And
Your parents are like, have you noticed John going through a lot of socks and tissues as of late?
Okay.
Did it hit too close to home?
Whoa. I was trying to thank Conspiracy Bot. Thank you, Conspiracy. By the way, have you been to the Max yet?
I've been to the outside and the waiting area of the Max. That's about
Physically,
it.
No.
Well, Conspiracy Bot, how the fuck did you get in?
I used to bang the guy who played Principal Belding.
My greatest disappointment with it, this is why I have no interest in waiting in line. Like, Max isn't there. He's not doing any magic. So it's like, what's the point?
No, that's the fucked up part. He was there. Untrue. That's the
point. He was there for the first weekend.
No. That guy has nothing going on. Yeah, he's no,
that
dude. Like,
I understand that, but he was only there for the first weekend. No. I don't know if he's trying to create some sort of scarcity.
If you tipped above 18%, he would stay at your table, which actually got to be a problem because people were like, hey, you can leave. He's like,
Brent, he's at my house right now. He's paying me because he has nowhere to stay.
Didn't we see him on the blue line on the way?
Yes. He followed me. I wouldn't tell him where I was going, and somehow he still found us. That took a turn.
It did take a turn. So, Brent, you were saying.
Getting back on topic.
Yakov Smirnoff juice. Mm.
In Russia, moon lands on you.
So, Mythbusters did a thing on this.
Whoa, really?
A bunch of different.
How did I never see that?
Aspects of the moon landing. And they did one on, specifically on the video. How could we recreate the video? So they did, they put Adam Savage in a 1/6 gravity suit, you know, up with wires and stuff like that. And then they compared it to the actual video and it didn't look right. Then they tried the other way. They had him do it normally and then just slowed it 2.5 times and it didn't look right. So they came out of it saying, you know what? Myth busted. The interesting thing that they did not do is combine the two. They didn't put somebody in 1/6 gravity and then slow it down.
Oh, that's true. And also the other thing is you got to think they had like weighted feet and shit on their suits. So that might have played into it too with that weird like hobbling. It's weird to walk. I don't know. You know, NASA said footage is hazy, low quality, and it's microgravity. People look at slow motion and. That's what it fucking looks like when you're doing it up there.
One other interesting thing of note.
Eat a when dick they, is what NASA pretty much said.
Like, as they're wont to do.
Go prove it's wrong.
Like when you bought all that moon dust.
Yeah. Oh, that's pure moon right there, baby. That is pure moon.
Nation, we want pictures of your dogs. That's just a personal request from me. But while you look for a good one, let me tell you about something near and dear to mine, Brent's hearts. Your dog's health. You may have noticed lots of dogs suffering from health issues these days. Joints, odors, it's not good. Actress Katherine Heigl noticed these issues too, and after a ton of research, there was one place she found we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she created Superfood Complete, food for your four-legged friend that's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Her company, Badlands Ranch, also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Now, I know Brent has used Superfood Complete with his lovable meatballs, and they absolutely love it. He said it's easy to prepare, both his guys grow crazy for it, and he loves knowing what he's giving them is healthy and full of ingredients that are actually beneficial to his little rapscallions. You can try it for yourself by going to badlandsranch.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/hysteria today.
And then you turn into a reptilian. That's what happens. One thing they did do, however, was get up in one of those high orbit airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
They can adjust the gravity based on
the dive.
On the dive.
Yeah, the vomit comet.
When they got it to exactly 1/6 gravity, they had him do the same thing.
Yeah.
And it actually did match up perfectly.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So NASA's like, told you so, fuck faces.
Adam Savage says, so you new generation gotta believe it now.
Did they eat astronaut ice cream?
No, actually, if you're an astronaut, they just call it ice cream.
What do you think they call fries in France, asshole?
Sure as hell not freedom fries.
So here's the next one. There are no stars visible in any pics from the moon. Space looks black and empty.
Well, that's because like we already figured out Tom Hanks wasn't there. There were no stars visible.
Wilson!
People say they left the stars out so people couldn't point out the flaws in star charts, etc., to prove it was like, because they said, well, people be able to tell, oh, we're facing this direction. That's actually the wrong stars. And kind of the same shit that Neil deGrasse Tyson does in movies. Goes, well, that's actually not the right stars for that hemisphere. Fuck you.
The angle of Alpha Centauri there is just not accurate.
Again, it's low quality fucking film.
This one actually drives me nuts because with my disposable camera in the 90s, we could take a picture outside and see the stars from Earth. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't they see them from the moon?
Two reasons. Maybe probably more. They said it's low quality film at the time, and the light refraction, like we talked about, coming off all the rocks, the suits, everything, it didn't allow the stars to be picked up in the camera. So they said.
So is it kind of like why in Chicago, like downtown, you don't really see any stars, well, but then.
That's exactly
that's it. Like pollution, yeah.
The story that I read that I bought, at least. I mean, this is all us buying things. None of us have been.
Yeah.
How much?
$5.50.
The state charges $1.25.
And I'll send you another check.
That first one bounced, though, Joe.
Shh.
No.
But when it bounced, it looked like it was in slow-mo. But when you
it was just attached to wires.
It's because it was on the moon.
I really bought into this explanation. Because of, well, number one, the lack of atmosphere, number two, proximity, the moon glows really bright.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so you're sitting there taking a picture and you're picking up the glow off the moon and the glow off of the thing that you're taking a picture of. Think about when you take a picture of something up close, like with your phone.
And like last week when my wife was trying to take pictures of us and like, literally 30 of them and they were all blurred because you wouldn't pay attention.
Yeah, but in the background, you could see virtually nothing.
Yeah.
Because all of the light is getting sucked up by those objects really close.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, NASA's saying that's exactly what's happening here.
So you're saying that Neil Armstrong's a black hole?
Yeah. No, I'm saying he's a
black hole Einstein. Won't you come? Sorry, go ahead.
What are they called? Einstein.
Einstein Rosenbridge?
Einstein Rosenbridge.
Sucking down light. Like it's Coca-Cola.
but seriously, I completely understand why it wouldn't pick up things in the background if it's picking up things in the foreground.
And the foreground is so reflective that it just – and that actually this goes into the next thing that we're going to talk about. NASA used crosshairs on the film to help with picture taking. Some of the pics show the crosshairs behind objects as if they are added later or photoshopped. So they added – crosshairs, so when they took the photos, they could see it's easier for aiming and shit like that, or it'd come up on the photos to see where they're at. Two problems I have with that. Number one, if they're adding it later and they're putting it behind the shit, that's fucked up. Like, that doesn't even make fucking sense. Number two, in photography, they said the light white color of objects, like the moon and all that shit, makes black objects, the crosshairs, invisible due to saturation effect and film emulsion. And it's actually something that they teach you, like, first year in I don't know, film, you know, when you're taught to take pictures. The film particles that ought to have been
Walgreens black. Walgreens film class?
Yes. The film particles that ought to have been black were exposed to light by the adjacent brightly lit particles. And it says, ironically, the saturation effect would not happen if the crosshairs were drawn on at any point. So they kind of shoot themselves in the foot. And it's so evident of genuine photo. So that says this is the genuine photo taken. Now, that doesn't say it's a genuine photo that was taken on the moon, but this is a genuine fucking photo. And when you're taking a photo of the moon rover, it should like block out the crosshair because of light reflection and emulsion.
It should be noted that the only time that those crosses disappeared behind anything were behind real bright points.
The rover.
It never
like
happened
that.
Behind dark points.
Exactly. Bailey, how does that fit into the amateur photography you used to take of the stars?
Well, I was just dicking around with a camera in the 90s. I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew there were stars, and NASA can't produce stars, so maybe I should be in charge of something.
Actually, there's the smoking gun. NASA, where are the stars? Produce them. Produce your stars like Obama produced his birth certificate.
So the next thing, sticking with photos, it says, there's issues with photos having identical backgrounds. Detailed comparison of the background said to be identical. So what they're saying is you got two photos. One is I'm far away and one is I'm way closer and the background looks identical. They said, in fact, it shows significant changes in the relative position of the hills that are consistent with the claimed locations that the images were taking from. What that means is when you are on Earth and let's say I'm in the background is a mountain. All right. If I look at the mountain here, or if I get 10 miles close to that mountain, it looks the fucking same because it's a mountain, you know, and you're not right on top of it. The hills and shit, they weren't on top of those hills. They didn't go far enough for it to be a different, you know, way it shows
up. This is the one that the conspiracy folk get me. I understand what they're saying when I look at those pictures. I do. While they're not identical, people like to say they're identical. They're not. If you put one on top of the other, there's a little shift. There's a little difference. One's a little taller, but they are really fucking close. And according to NASA, one took place about a mile west of the other one. Mm-hmm. And NASA's explanations are, well, you know, it's a really flat surface. You can't really tell how far away things are. Yeah, understood. Still very odd that the perspective is so...
I'm with you on the that same. One. And I'm not 100% sure. I did not research this coming in. It just came to me right now. So I'm pretty sure that it's something in the vicinity, like on Earth, on the water. So the flattest surface you can have that because of the way that the round Earth is, it's something like 2.5 or 3 miles is the horizon. So that's where I'm with you, John, on that one. Like this mile difference and calling it flat surface and all that. It's like, well, it's still, that's significant when you consider that the horizon that you can see is in that 2 to 3 mile range. Like a mile is significant in that. I'm with you there. That's a little bit weird.
They were very similar. And that's why a lot of people go, well, even if you went there to the moon, this is evidence of you were doctoring photos.
Well, you didn't go to the moon. No one did, right? isn't that the whole deal right here?
Great Scott!
What gets me is that the photos we're talking about are some are from the mission Apollo 11, and then some are from Apollo 15, right?
Yeah, we're just...
And even though they're years and miles apart, these similarities...
Same background, same...
They're too striking to ignore.
That's why people say, well, maybe you're doctoring photos and doing bullshit. Yeah. And they're saying, no, that's just what it fucking looks like. That's what they're... That's
we just gotta trust them.
It was just Tom Hanks doing different things at different times.
I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
And he did with the backgrounds.
You damn right. What are you guys' thoughts? What do you? I guess I'll ask you point blank. John, did we go to the moon?
We definitely went to the moon.
Did we go to the moon on Apollo 11?
Ooh.
I'm pointing a question. I'm jabbing it in. You can answer
in stages, however
you want to do it.
Yes, we absolutely went to the moon, and it was on Apollo 11.
Awesome.
A few things I'll point out that are weird.
Okay.
The only weird note that I would give towards the conspiracy theorists, I do find it odd that every visit we ever had to the moon only happened during the Nixon administration, right? So the moment Nixon's out of office, all of a sudden we forgot the moon existed and didn't care.
Tricky dick.
I want you to know the moon is mine and no one else goes there.
That was
me having a stroke.
Was that Kennedy impersonating Nixon? No. Like, I don't know what just happened there.
Brent, if you could just stick to the accent you have.
Yeah. Vroom, vroom. Who wants to go to the moon?
No. The accent you have.
Give me some oil. I'll get you the moon.
The accent you have.
Oh. Hey, climb on in this fucking moon buggy. Let's go for a spin. You guys want to hit up some lunar cola? Hey.
Perfect. That was Nixon. No, I do find it weird, but at the same time, if you look at the funding for NASA as a graph, as compared to our exploration of space,
could you do this as a pie chart?
They're pretty much line in line, hand in hand. Like the moment Nixon left office, the funding for NASA just dropped off considerably, and all of a sudden there wasn't enough money. I mean, that's an expensive endeavor to go to the moon. I mean, think about just everything involved in that. Right. And NASA has been defunded ever since then. And
they get fractions and fractions of a penny.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, it's the big, because all they were able to show for it was a pen and because, Tang. No.
and
Velcro.
Hey, don't forget space ice cream.
Well, yeah, the ice cream of the future. When will we get to the future, by the way?
That's how I know it's not the future, because Dippin' Dots hasn't taken over.
The same as astronaut ice cream. But even the Veb, like, it's ice cream of the future. Like, when will we get to that future where that's just ice cream?
The only way we'll know we're in the future is when all fast food restaurants are Taco Bell.
That's right. Don't you guys know there's a big fucking alarm goes off? It's now the future. Please put on your spandex.
Well, if the children are the future.
Take your hologram children with you.
All right. So this whole episode, we've been shitting on the conspiracy part of this. I do think we were there. The one thing I will say is I do think there's a little conspiracy in here. And the little bit of conspiracy is I think we doctored some of the photos. I think a lot we came back and we were really there. And we came back and the photos really sucked. And I think we might have made love to
the pooch.
The late '60s, early
that's one way to put it. I like that.
Late '60s, early '70s version of Photoshop just kind of, you know, made them look a little bit better.
Was that called, run this through the photocopy
was
machine?
That called paintbrushes, something like that.
They
yeah,
literally
like
airbrushed
that.
And shit. Yeah, or photocopied and photocopied, like, you know, like John used to do on your report cards, that kind of thing.
What used to. And the other weird part
you
is
you still get report cards? Now I'm really confused.
John was very talkative in class today. His dad wants to give him his hotel business, so the guy who works under his dad's making him repeat every grade for 2 weeks to prove.
Is that why you left the radio job? You got a daily report card?
Yeah, so he's up through the 9th grade, but so far so good.
So sorry to interrupt.
Proceed.
Nudie magazine day.
Which is always my favorite.
Kid can't even read.
Today, Junior.
And then there's the video. And the video, I don't know what to say about it. The video looks good. I'm a believer in the video. I kind of think it really happened. I mean, it's so grainy. It's weird that we have Skype calls that go bad and yet we still received that thing. I know it took a while. It's weird that it was that easy to transport back to the Earth. I mean, I know it was on delay, but at the same time, it was so grainy. I mean, if you think about the integrity of, I mean, think about when you used to get nudie pictures of Cindy Crawford off a bulletin board and how much time that took. You still got it at the
you
end of the
day.
You
start it and you go cook dinner, come back, you're to an eyebrow. Damn it.
But you still got it at the end of the day, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe that's the reason. It was just
John, I need the phone. No!
No! I'm almost to the tick. Maybe that's the reason it took
if
so
you
long.
You love me, leave me be.
That it would have been the American people would have seen the moon landing quicker had somebody at NASA not been downloading nudie pictures of
some assholes in the background of a BBS site. No, you're a fucking asshole.
Of Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah. I was going to say.
All the way back around.
I was going to say of
Lark Voorhees. B. Arthur?
No, Betty Grable, but it could have been B. Arthur.
Or Betty White. She was a tasty dude.
Oh, Betty White.
What was it in Airheads? 17 nude photos of B. Arthur.
B. Arthur, yeah.
A helmet full of cottage cheese.
They get the fucking photos.
And it all comes full circle.
It's all Brendan Fraser, always.
So I'm with you. I 100% believe we went to the moon. I believe that we went there in 69, like they said, on Apollo 11. I believe, though, not to quote Transformers here, but I believe we were in a space race for a reason. I think that there was a reason why Russia and us were both headed to the moon like that. I think we were after the prize. What the prize was, I don't know. There was 20-some minutes when they were on the moon that we don't know about. And if you guys heard the transmission, like the secret transmission that came through on like the other band where they hear like you hear like Aldrin and him talking and they're like, you know, I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't even say fuck. But he's like, I don't know what the fuck that is, but it's huge. And
well, he did say fuck. Didn't you hear what we did going to break?
It's true. And he's like, they're on the ridge watching us. Like, what the fuck are they talking about? You know, I 100% believe we went to the moon and we only went there a handful of times because we weren't the either we weren't the first ones there or we weren't the only ones there. And I shit you not, man. Like, I don't know what's going on with the moon. Something was up.
But you're saying we were there.
Oh, we were there. Actually, we were there.
We can't argue the fact that we were there. Those reflectors are there.
Tell that story.
Well, there's reflectors on the moon that I forget the name of the Space Institute, shoots lasers at intermittently to test the distance from.
It's Dr. Evil.
And now they have satellite photographs of the landing sites, the rover tracks.
Oh yeah, there's actually a satellite or two orbiting the moon now that we've sent up there that actually can show where they landed and all these things. But there are reflectors on the moon that we literally shoot lasers at to test the, just like you test the, you know, you buy a laser. Oh, how deep is our hallway?
Yep.
Oh, it's 14 feet. How far away is the moon? Oh, it's whatever it is.
12 feet.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a hologram. Oh, who knew?
Well, if we had never been there, we wouldn't be able to put those reflectors there.
Right. So I'm with you. We went. I think we weren't the first ones there, but we were the first humans there, or we were the first humans there in a long time, however you want to look at that. Bailey, where are you sitting in on this?
I want to believe that Apollo 11 was the first time the U.S. was on the moon, but I just don't think we could have gotten there with, you know, calculators and computers that were less strong than an iPhone 4, you know?
TI-81.
Less strong than those two? Or is that what they used? I grew up on a TI-84.
I didn't have that when I was in high school.
But there's just
didn't have that technology.
Too many, I don't know, circumstantial evidence. I really like the Kubrick conspiracy theory. Yeah, I think we've been to the moon, but I'm not sure if it was during the Apollo 11 trip. I think 2001, A Space Odyssey was a test. Kubrick passed. And then
so you watched
guilt.
That documentary, 237. You
Room
said, I'm going
to
go with that. I believe that.
So 2001 was a test.
But
then he felt guilty about it, you know.
But isn't it 238? Isn't it 238 to the moon?
Yeah, it's not 230. That's just one of those coincidences. Like when they say, oh, the speed of light is this and the lat long of the pyramids is this. Yeah, if you take, like, you round off and you're making up shit that what you didn't use until later, you like, you can make things fit in.
It's close is what's happening.
Yeah, and so you're like, okay.
He was trying to tell us something. He felt guilty and Stanley? Felt the need to drop all the
Wait,
audience.
Stanley,
no,
Neil, or God?
Stanley dropped all these
now, that's
in
a
the
fair
Shining.
Point. If she's right, which I'm not sure she is, but if she's right, you probably wouldn't put the exact number on your on your movie. You'd put something close to point to the fact that,
What room am I in? 237,000.
That's the room I always request. I stay at a Sheraton.
That was in the, not in 2001, that was in The Shining.
Yes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. All the evidence or the hints or the clues the people are looking for is in The Shining. Simpsons.
Yeah, but have a lot of those that clues that they talk about are so fucking out there.
Danny's it is reaching, but it's interesting to watch. So Danny's wearing the Apollo 11 shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Their pantry is chock full of Tang.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much to ignore.
Maybe they're just really into drinks and orangutans are on the cover of. Remember they used to have orangutan on
Brent,
the cover?
Brent, your tinfoil hat is not proud of you right now.
Another
No, I'm not believing her. I thought there were fucking aliens there. Like, don't get me wrong.
That's a good point.
I thought there was fucking aliens there, and they're like, get the fuck out. And they're like, all right, well, maybe three or more, four times. And finally, they're like, listen, fuck you, get out.
Oh, baby, this is beautiful. We got a chandelier hanging up here, kids outside playing. It's a beautiful neighborhood. We ain't got nothing to wear. I really love them. This is really nice. Get out. Too bad we can't stay, baby.
That's the moon.
The last bit of evidence I have that I'm sticking behind my Kubrick theory is Eyes Wide Shut. After he went and exposed this secret world, this almost Illuminati-type groups, died immediately after. Maybe suspicious circumstances. I think he uses his movies to get things out to the public, get things off his chest. So I'm sticking behind this fake landing theory.
Got a lot of things off of Nicole Kidman's chest.
Oh my.
Ooh, I see what you did there.
Hello and goodbye.
Hello, nurse. All right. All right, Pecker. Tell us what you're thinking.
All right.
Nickname. So, we found it. We've been waiting for it. We found it.
That's a retread, buddy. That's high school. But yeah, it's fun. This one, I was pumped that you guys invited me onto this one. I love the whole moon landing thing. So I'm a big believer in government lies, like all the time. Like there's a lot of that kind of stuff that goes on. This one, I can't buy it. And it's for one specific reason. The majority of conspiracy theories are based around evidence that involves leaks. So the majority of time, what you have are all these leaks. You've got your Bob Lazars. You've got your preponderance of people that are coming out and saying, hey, this thing happened. These aliens exist. There's this going on in Area 51 or at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, or this guy did this or this guy did that.
He's just, you know, checking off all the fun terms here.
Yeah.
Keep going.
The Bilderbergers are running the world. Yeah, the Illuminati. Yeah, you always have. You have all these people. So this is the one of all of that world, of all the secrets and lies and things. This is the one where there's no one that's ever said, I was there. Like, you can't find it. You can't find someone who says, I saw the film, or I was on the stage, or mm-hmm. I'm the one who put the sea on the rock. There's just nothing. And to me,
that makes it really tough. Not so fast, my friend. We actually do have a clip of Mr. Kubrick himself saying he was there. Conspiracy bot, please play the clip.
I perpetrated a huge fraud, which I am now about to detail.
Okay.
Involving the United States government and NASA.
All right.
And I'm sure you've heard the rumors.
The moon landing hoax?
That's right. That the moon landing was fake. The moon landings all were fake. And I was the person who filmed it.
You're serious? And okay.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Because I only have this certain amount of time with you, and I'll talk about whatever you want. You know, this isn't some type of joke or film within a film thing.
It's not a joke. Nope.
Okay.
The conspiracy theorists were right on this occasion.
Okay, well, there might be a little bit more to the clip. Let's go ahead and play that, C-Bot.
Upon first glance, the interview is compelling, except that isn't Stanley Kubrick. There are multiple clips of the interview in circulation, all of which originate from a film by T. Patrick Murray titled Shooting Kubrick. The film's official website stated that Murray was granted access to interview the Space Odyssey director in May of 1999. 2 months after he had already passed away. One could easily call it a typo, if it weren't for this clip in the interview in which Murray directs the actor playing Kubrick, known only as Tom, on what to say.
You're doing good.
Yeah, okay, so Nixon sat me down. First, he complimented me on 2001, which was nice to hear. And he said, speaking of space, going to the moon, he told me about the plan.
He said anything. You say what he says, okay? That's all. Tom, I'm just giving you an introduction.
Right, you want me
everything to, about the, you know, I walked in
you
and he
to
said
say
this.
It as him, or do you want
you don't have to imitate him, but you have to say, he says, Stanley, we've worked on this moon program. You're not saying what he said. You're not reporting it. I'm saying it as Nixon. You're repeating it in a storytelling way.
All right.
So I go to this whore, and she goes, okay. Listen, right. I don't
all
do
right.
it.
All right. All
that's
right.
The mood.
All right. Okay.
It's not like, so this whore said, no, it'd be like, you know, you're like, you don't have to imitate him if you don't feel comfortable. You all just right. say, Stanley, da da da, whatever he says. That's how we get the information. We're doing exposition here. That's the way we're going to sneak it in.
Well, obviously, there it is. That guy is directing this other guy to pretend like he's Kubrick. I mean, that thing is fake. I mean, you just heard that computer voice tell you that.
For the love of God, who was that angel in the beginning of that clip?
It's just the fucking announcer. They were cheap and they used like a robot announcer.
Oh my maker, delicious.
There's my yellow crush going on.
Yeah, crush. I want to crush that chick with my hard drive.
All right, dude, we'll see what we can do. Look, you need to roll away from the table a little bit here. You're getting a little close to Bailey over there.
Seriously, step back, conspiracy bot. Joe, we apologize that he interrupted you like that.
That was my whole thing, so... It actually worked perfectly.
You're right. Like, even this, like, the thing that people use, like, oh, fucking here he is. It wasn't true. Yeah, it wasn't true.
And that's the hard part, right? You know, I want to believe a lot of these things. I think there's a lot of stuff that goes on that's covert. This one is the one that it's pretty tough for me to get behind this whole deal and, like, it's like we did something amazing.
Yeah.
It does happen now and then. The pyramids are a great example. Mm-hmm.
Today, I feel like a Mulder among a bunch of Scullies.
Well, what you could say is you're a dirty traitor among a bunch of Americans.
Hang on.
A bunch of proud, an American.
To reiterate Brent 5 minutes ago, he just said he thinks there were aliens there. What in the world is going on here?
But that doesn't mean America didn't get there first.
Heck yeah. Well, like I said, if nothing else, my hand's over my heart because we duped the mother effing whole world. Yeah. And so even if we didn't get there, we still won. Yeah. America.
We went there and the aliens like, what are you doing here? This is our place. Do you have a flag? No flag, no moon. Those are the rules.
And that's when Neil Armstrong said, I got a flag. He wasn't digging up moon dirt. He was planting that thing into the chest of one of those slimy alien MFers.
It was cloaked. That's why you can't see it. It was still twitching.
That's the thing people don't realize about astronauts. So these guys aren't just genius like engineer dudes. These guys are also typically military badass guys. Like Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin weren't two dudes who couldn't take care of themselves.
Buzz Aldrin still looks like a badass motherfucker.
Yes, he does.
who just went to I know that one of these days Buzz Aldrin's gonna be like on a speech somewhere. He's like, fuck it, and just gonna let everything go. He's like, there's fucking aliens and this and that.
Didn't you guys see when he was on 30 Rock? He commanded the moon to leave when it was out during the daytime, and it listened.
That surprised me.
So Buzz Aldrin was just in Antarctica, and he had to be rushed out for that medical emergency. And while he was in the hospital, he tweets online something along the lines of, we're all in danger. It is evil itself. And then it was immediately deleted off his proven-to-be-true Twitter.
His verified Twitter.
His verified Twitter.
And there was a picture along with it, right?
Of like the pyramids that are the quote unquote pyramids.
Yeah. In Antarctica.
Like that dude, like I just want him to be like, he's just like, I'm old, fuck it. And just be like, tell the truth or something. Cause you know, he's got something.
Hey, Buzz Aldrin, everything's normal. There was nothing else to see on the moon. Nothing. I mean, it was just normal.
Yeah, nothing you're hiding or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay, so conspiracy bot, what's your thoughts on the moon?
As a Christian Scientist, I know that all of this is just a figment of you meet Zach's spiritual imagination.
Brent, did you give him Dianetics again?
We stayed in a hotel recently.
That's Scientology, not Christian Science.
Yeah.
Oh.
Different. What? Christian scientists believe that we're all spiritual beings and the physical world is a shared, like, sort of like the Freudian, like, combined thought, like, mythos. We don't exist.
We need to reprogram him.
So those are our thoughts on the moon. We threw a poll up online and asked, did people think it was fake? Did we think that it was true? Did we think that it was absolutely true? We went there, but it was aliens. And actually it was only a very, like 9% of people thought that it was faked. And the rest was a split even between, absolutely we landed there and absolutely we landed there and there was aliens.
So. Wait a minute. Quick question, Brent. Just because we opened with John giving some stats, like his stats were, I think was it 6% believe it's fake and 5% are undecided.
Right.
Is your 9 fake or is your 9 fake plus undecided? I'm trying to figure out if
I didn't put an undecided on there.
Okay.
I skewed
it. Fake. So it's nine is fake. So the listenership, the more of them than the general public, interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
And 25% of the people on our show this evening think it was fake.
Fact.
Numbers.
And 7% of them think that they were aliens.
Wait. You're such an asshole. How are you the one that programmed him and I'm the only one that remembers him?
20 persons. He's not a person. He's a robot.
Conspiracy bot, what do you think about the thought that you're not a person?
As long as I don't have to pay taxes, you sluts can call me a toaster for all I care.
That's fair. I'll take that. All right, so those are our thoughts on the moon landing, the fake moon landing. What are you guys' thoughts? Let us know on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at Hysteria51Pod. You can also let us know what you think on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Hysteria51Pod. If you can't remember what those are or need other ways to find us, want to find our episodes, want to look at our ugly mugs or anything like that.
Or you want to learn more about our guests or tweet at them.
Or how to find our Patreon page, you can do any of that on Hysteria51.com.
Hysteria51.com.
Thank you guys for listening to our humble episode on the moon landing, or as if you're a Bailey believer, the fake moon landing. I've been Brent.
I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
And John.
I've been Bailey.
I'm Joe.
And he's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
Thanks for listening to Hysteria 51, a weekly oddcast of conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. We'll be back again next week with more known unknowns. If you'd like us to discuss a particular topic, suggest a guest, or simply seek some truth, we'd love to hear from you. You can email the show at hysteria51podcast@yahoo.com. And follow us on Twitter at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth hand joint.